From London, we present Many a Slip. And here's your chairman, Roy Plumley.
On my right, the ladies, Eleanor Summerfield and Catherine Whitehorn. On my left, the gentlemen, David Nixon and Tim Rice. I read out some pieces. These pieces have mistakes in them. The first player to spot a mistake presses a button. If it's a member of the ladies' team, you'll hear this. If it's a gentleman, you'll hear this. Scoring when we come to it, and the chairman's decision is final, even when he's wrong. First piece. The father of Egan Bacon, Many a Slip's food advisor, died a year before he was born. But, Eleanor Summerfield.
Very dodgy situation. I mean, not a whole year, really. Or he couldn't have been his father, could he?
Doubtful,
yes.
Unless
he was an elephant.
It's one mark for spotting a mistake, another for correcting it, and the marks are credited to your team. But if you press a button for a mistake when there isn't one, then the marks go to the other team. Eleanor has two marks for the ladies' team. But his education was paid for by a well-known civic dignity. Yes, who's that? Tim Rice.
Dignitary.
Dignitary, two marks. When he was 15, he was nearly twice as tall as a boy half his height, and his interest, David Nixon.
I could feel something was going to happen then. That's wrong and impossible. When he was 15, he was nearly twice as tall as a boy half his height.
Yes.
Well, I'm just testing my buzzer, actually. I just felt I had been sitting here for at least a minute and a half without buzzing.
Ah, yes.
So I retract.
Yes, well, I don't. I will now buzz. Yes. He's retracted, right?
Yes.
You said nearly.
Nearly.
It must have been exactly.
Yes, this is still to the ladies. I was waiting for the gentleman to blow up on that. And his interest in cooking made him eligible for training as a chef. Sometimes he read cookery books every day, and sometimes he didn't. Yes, Tim Rice.
I like that he read them every day, or he didn't.
Yeah,
so he couldn't sometimes read them every day.
But it was clear he had a great future before him. Yes, Tim Rice.
All your futures are before you.
Yes, they are. Can't be anywhere else. Tautology, two marks. As he was above average intelligence in a world where over 60% are below. At the cookery school, Tim Rice.
50% must be below average intelligence and 50% above, unless yes.
Well, it actually depends whether you've got a median or a mean, but I don't suppose for a moment they want to go into that.
No, we don't.
No.
At the cookery school, he learned that all one does to make a gin and orange is to use a third gin to a third orange. He learned how...
I hate drinks with a third missing.
Too much. He learned how to crack eggs into a basin without breaking them and how to prepare... Eleanor Summerfield.
Fairly pointless exercise. You have to break them.
No, he meant without breaking the basin.
Yes.
Pardon?
Would you like
without
to explain...
Without breaking it, the basin, if you like... Crack eggs into a basin without breaking it. Or...
Yes.
Need I go
on? Breaking just the yolks. Yes, two
right.
marks to the
yes.
lady. Yes, Tim Rice, have you anything pertinent to add?
I hope so. I'd like to dispute the fact that you said he was intelligent. He sounds a bit of a twit.
Three marks.
This is Ian Messiter's hero you're talking about. He was shown how to make that popular Italian dish, piazza pie. In spite... Eleanor's on.
Pizza,
two marks. In spite of the cost of the school, which charges inflated fleas, Egan was...
fleas.
Two marks. Egan was worthwhile until he refused to wear his uniform one hot summer when there were 3 weeks of continuous sunshine. David Nixon.
Would that make it a hot summer?
I don't see that matters. Yes.
It couldn't be shining all night as well, really.
No, it couldn't. Two marks to the lady. But this didn't stop him leaving at the end of the term with a certificate showing that his cookery knowledge was very complete. Eleanor Summerfield.
You can't qualify complete. It's either complete or incomplete.
What
it
a
can't be very complete.
What a perceptive remark. You have
exactly,
two marks.
You said that.
And the score is 12 points to the ladies and 12 to the gentlemen.
Wow.
Achilles, one of the greatest of the Roman heroes, took part in Eleanor Summerfield.
Greek.
Two marks. Took part in the siege of Troy or Ilium, the ancient city Eleanor Summerfield.
No, Ilium.
Ilium, two marks. The ancient city that stood where Trieste stands now. Catherine Whitehall.
Well, it's quite a different place, because Troy's in Asia Minor and Trieste is up at the top of Yugoslavia.
Oh, long way, yes, 2 miles. He was the son of Peleus and Thetis. The latter had 7 children, and being a thoughtful father, thought they all should be Eleanor Summerfield.
Thetis was mum.
Thetis was mum, 2 miles. Thought they should all be put into the fire to toughen them up. Only Achilles, Tim writes.
Not into the fire to toughen them up.
Into the fire to toughen them up. 2 to the ladies. Only Achilles survived this treatment because 5 died. Later, Eleanor Summerfield...
What happened to the other one? You said she had 7 children. So
yes.
6, perhaps.
6 died, 2 months. Later, Achilles, who is sometimes known as Achilles, quarrelled with the king of Argos. Yes, Eleanor Summerfield.
Is he?
Is he what?
Was Achilles?
No, Achilles was a Greek river god, 2 months. Quarrelled with the king of Argos, the commander-in-chief of the defenders of Troy. The quarrel... Catherine Whitehorn.
No, the Argonauts were somebody different.
Yes, what were they doing?
Well, they were under Jason, and they came in a quite different bit of the book.
It was the Greek army against Troy.
Yes.
2 months. The quarrel was over a horse. Because of the insult, Eleanor Summerfield.
I don't think it was over a horse. I think it was over a hostage, a slave or...
Slave? Yes, we're nearly there. What sex? What sort
slave.
Of...
Well, with those fellas, you... let's say it was a lady.
A lady slave, yes, 2 months. Because of the insult, Achilles refused further service, but impersonated Patroclus by wearing his armour. Eleanor Summerfield.
No, this was the young fellow to whom he loaned his armour.
And his chariot, 2 months.
Yes.
Hector killed Patroclus. Yes, David Nixon.
I think there's a mistake there, but this is all Greek to me. But my scholarly friend on the left here wants to say something.
Yes, it was studied with mistakes. I think that the other way round.
What?
Patroclus killed Hector. No.
Nonsense. No. Hector killed Patroclus.
Well, it was a good
That's
try. Very close, wasn't it?
Achilles thanked Hector. Eleanor Summerfield.
No, he was livid. He went out and killed him.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
2 months. And dragged the body around the walls of Rome. Some mythographers... Catherine Whitehall.
Who dragged who, how many times, round the walls of what? That is the entire of my education, and it was round the walls of Troy.
So it was, 2 marks. Some mythographers relate that... Yes, Tim Wright.
Mythologists?
Mythographers, perfectly all right. 2 to the ladies. Some mythographers relate that Peleus, having received an enigmatic revelation from a coracle, that his son would die fighting Eleanor Summerfield.
A coracle's a boat.
Yes.
Oracle?
Oracle, 2 marks. That his son would die fighting at Troy, dressed him as a girl. But the best-known story of Achilles concerns his heel, the chap who did all his dirty work. Eleanor Summerfield.
No, that's the bit his mother held him by to dip him in the fire so he was vulnerable in the heel.
Yes, 2 marks, Catherine Whitehall.
I thought it was the River Styx, wasn't it?
We won't go into that anymore. It's 44 to the ladies and 12 to the gentlemen.
The first time ever in 13 series, I think, that we've ever done a subject without one of the sides scoring a single point.
Yes, aren't you ashamed
of it? A special booby prize.
Now we've got the memory test. I read out a piece from the Thoughts of Messiter, and later I'll read it out again differently, and the teams will tell me how differently. I am proud to present a mathematical formula devised by an old friend, which embodies an accurate expression in memorable form of the attachment of members of the opposite sexes for each other. It's this. The duration of the passion of the pair involved is equal in all cases to the square of the original resistance of the woman minus the square of the original insistence of the man. And while you're thinking that out, I'm handing over to our musical mistakes man at the piano, Steve Race.
Here I sit at my grand piano with 88 notes. Tim.
Is it yours?
Curses foiled again. The BBC's grand piano would be better, yes, for 2 marks. With 88 notes to choose from. Tim, there are. I just counted them to make sure. That's 2 marks to the ladies.
Well, you could bang on the side of it.
To choose from. Ranging from the lowest to the highest. Worth a chance, David?
There were either 2 there, or it hasn't been tuned.
What an ear. There were 2. And anyway, the highest is that one. So you get 2 marks. Well done, David. Lowest to the highest. The ratio of black notes to white notes is 5 to 8. Tim?
5 to 7.
5 to 7 is right, yes. Though that piece I began with uses only the black notes. Some of... Tim again?
No, it does use the white notes.
It does, instead of black notes, you're right. Some of the world's finest music has been written expressly for the piano. Pretty, but wrong. Yes, David. Yes, you're right. 2 marks. Anything rather than have you sing the whole of Ted. Clair de Lune from The Sweet Beggar Mask by Delius. Bach, Eleanor.
I thought Clair de Lune was by Debussy.
And you were right. It is by Debussy. Yes, 2 marks to you. Bach wrote for the piano as well. And Myra Hess, Catherine.
He didn't.
He did. 2 marks. Yes, he did write the piano. Yes, he really did. And Myra Hess made a famous arrangement of this. David?
The first note of D-da-da-da was wrong.
It was right. Two to the ladies. I'll pick it up from there. Eleanor.
No, you went down instead of...
Yes, you're right. 2 marks to you. That cantata comes from a Bach chorale. Returning to Debussy, though, with whom I began this music spot, let me... Tim.
He began with chopsticks.
Yes, well, or diddle-um-pom-pom. Yes, well, not chopsticks, really, but you're right, 2 marks. Let me remind you, then, of Debussy's charming piece, La Fille au Cheval de Lin. Catherine.
Well, that would be Linen Horse, yes, but it... wait a minute. Cheval de Lin.
Yes, the girl with the flaxen hair. The girl with the flaxen horse. Yes. Flaxen hair, Cheval de Lin. That's right, and here it is. 2 marks to you. Here it is. Eleanor.
You've got stuck in this for a long time.
2 marks to you. I also started at the bottom instead of the top. I should have begun. And I began. But you missed that. That was in the key of G flat, otherwise known. David?
Ooh, is that sharp?
No, it was in the key of G flat. Yes.
Otherwise,
Marks. Otherwise known as F sharp, I was about to say, or E double sharp, or A double flat. A double flat, Eleanor.
No, A double flat would be G.
That's right. Yes, we are getting technical, aren't we? Two marks to you. A double flat is, in fact, G, and in the key of G is Beethoven's Minuet in F.
Tim, no way, man.
No way, man. 2 marks to you. It's in G, and here it is. David, you're very quick. Yes, 2 marks to you. Also in G is the second movement of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D. Tim?
Same again, surely.
No, but it is.
Second movement.
The concertos are named after their first movements, not all of them, which are in the same keys. So that's 2 marks to the ladies. But let's go back to Irving Berlin. He wrote, Eleanor?
We haven't been there yet.
No, we haven't been there. First time he's been mentioned for many a long day. Yes, 2 marks to you. Irving Berlin wrote a song called I Love a Piano.
Oh,
David?
I don't think that is it? A-da-da-da-da-dum, isn't it?
Yes, da-da-da-da-da. You're right, 2 marks. Yes. That was I Wanna Go Back. Yes, you are doing well today, David. Good for you, 2 marks. I said earlier on that the ratio of black notes to white was 5 to 8. Tunes entirely... David?
So you did.
So I did. I was wrong, but I did say it. That's 2 to the ladies. Tunes entirely on the black notes are known as pentatonic. I'm ending with a pentatonic tune, this one. And that, by the way, is not pentatonic, but never mind. There's a chorus to this song, and it ends like this. Eleanor,
oh, bring back my Bonnie to me.
And goodbye. Boom, yes. Boom.
The gentlemen have 34 points at the end of Steve Race's musical spot. The ladies have exactly double, 68. Okay. back to that thought of Messiter. Oh, I am happy to present... Yes, Eleanor Summerfield.
This is the only bit I remember. I'm proud to present...
2 marks. To present an algebraic formula... Tim Rice.
Not algebraic.
What?
I don't know.
Arithmetic.
Geometric.
Ladies?
I can't... No, remember.
You have 1 mark. Mathematical. Formula devised by old Ian, which embodies an accurate expression in remarkable form...
It wasn't old Ian, so I might as well get 1 point for that.
Yes, 1 point.
I can't remember what it was, but...
An old friend. Which embodies an accurate expression in remarkable form of the attachment of members of the different sexes for each other. Catherine White.
Opposite sexes.
Opposite sexes. 2 marks. It should have been memorable and not remarkable. You missed that. Here it is. The duration it should have been... It is this.
Oh.
Missed that. The duration of the friendliness of the pair involved... David.
Not the friendliness.
What?
I don't like to say in front of all these people. of the affection?
No, stronger than that.
Of the love?
Stronger than that.
Passion.
Right, passion. Oh, I helped you with that, didn't I? 2 marks. The passion of a pair involved is equal in most cases. David Nixon.
Not in most cases. Is equal to...
1 mark.
Equal. No, one will do.
In all cases.
Ah.
To the square of the original resistance of the man, Catherine Whitehall.
Other way around. Resistance of the woman.
2 marks. Minus the cube of the original Tim Rice.
Square again.
2 marks. Of the original persistence, Tim Rice.
Insistence.
2 marks. Of the lad, Catherine Whitehall.
Man.
2 marks. What difference has that made?
Nothing.
Plenty to us.
77 to the ladies, 42 to the gentlemen.
It's close.
It was in 1963 that General de Gaulle stated his objections to Britain's entering into the European Economic Council. The USSR, Catherine Whitehorn.
Is it council? I think it isn't council. I think
I'm not here to answer questions.
Well, I...
Right.
How about it not
gentlemen, community? Community. 1 mark each side. You're happy now, Catherine. We can move on.
Yeah, I'm not happy, but no. I'm convinced.
No, because somebody's thrown away 2 marks. I said Britain's entering. It should have been Britain's entry or Britain entering.
Oh, yes.
The USSR put into orbit for 3 days the first woman astronaut, Agatha Tereshkova. Yes, Tim Rice.
That wasn't her name. It was Valentina something, wasn't it?
Valentina Tereshkova. 2 marks. On June the 3rd, Pope John the 23rd died and was followed by Cardinal Montini as Pope John the 24th. H.A.R. Philby, Tim Rice.
I think the death of the Pope is correct, but the bloke who followed him was not John 24.
What was he?
Paul the, I don't know, 16th, 17th, something like that.
Paul 6, 1 mark.
Oh.
H.A.R. Philby disappeared from his New York office in January. Catherine Whitehall.
Well, I'm taking a chance on this, but Esp is called Kim. How do you get that out of H.A.R.?
It was H.A.R., so that's 2 to the gentleman. H.A.R. Philby disappeared from his New York officer, David Nixon.
Did you? Yes, it wasn't in New... He didn't disappear from New York.
Where did he disappear from?
Somewhere on the continent.
1 mark. Ladies?
Middle East, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Where?
Oh.
Beirut.
Oh, I didn't
answer that. In January, and he turned up in the USSR... And
oh,
yes.
The slip of the thumb.
The slip of the thumb. Yes. I'll let you get away with it once. And we were surprised to find that this man, nicknamed Tim, had been a spy. Eleanor Summerfield.
Kim.
Kim. 2 marks. This was also the year of the great train robbery when the London to Edinburgh train was relieved of notes. David Nixon.
It was coming the other way.
Yes.
It wasn't London to Edinburgh.
Where?
And it wasn't Edinburgh.
Where was it?
It was Glasgow.
Glasgow to London. 2 marks. Was relieved of notes due for destruction valued at £5 million. Tim Rice.
About 2.5 million.
2.5 million, near enough. 2 marks. Britain had the coldest January and February since 1740. Tim Rice.
Not quite since 1740.
Since 1740. 2 to the ladies, and dogs had to be prized off lampposts. David Nixon.
I wish I hadn't buzzed in. I'm hardly worth the 2 marks. Have I got to qualify? They used to throw a bucket of salt over them. Not true.
Not true. 2 marks. Fanny Hill, published in England, was banned in New York. The Beatles became international stars. Yes, David...
Could I have a word about Fanny Hill?
By all means.
Watch your language, Nick.
Yes. Put your feet up. Let's have a nice long talk about it.
Well, I seem to remember, not that I was interested in the slightest, of course, that it was we who banned Fanny, not New York.
Quite right. Published in New York, but magistrates opposed it in England. 2 marks. Elizabeth Taylor starred in Joseph Mankiewicz's Antony and Cleopatra. President Tim Rice.
It was just Cleopatra.
Just Cleopatra. 2 marks. President John Kennedy was assassinated by Jack Ruby. Tim Rice.
No, by Lee Harvey Oswald, who in turn was shot by Jack Ruby.
2 marks. The Kabaka of Buganda became the Panjandrum of Uganda. Yes.
Not Panjandrum, that's out of one of Ian's memory pieces a few weeks ago.
What did he become?
A Buganda. Wasn't he just a perfectly ordinary premier?
President, 1 mark. And at the end of that piece, we have 81 to the ladies, 63 to the gentlemen. Well, now, this next piece was written on a typewriter which has the letter E, E for Edward, where the letter O for Orange should be.
Oh.
My boss, last week, Eleanor Summerfield.
Sir Edward Reed, my best.
2 marks. Last week told me that he had been... David Nixon.
Told me?
Told, 2 marks. He'd been asked as a guest for a fancy dress ball. Eleanor Summerfield.
For a fancy dress ball.
He said he had hoped his appearance acceptable, Tim Rice.
He said he'd hepped.
Hepped his appearance acceptable if he went looking, David Nixon.
Leaking?
2 marks if he went leaking like a womble. Tim Rice.
A wemble.
2 marks. The pretty girl, his hostess. David Nixon.
His hostess.
His hostess. 2 marks. Tim.
David Nixon.
Said she was delighted with the idea, and so was her dear son, Eleanor Summerfield.
And C was her dear son.
2 marks. Paul. All was well until my friend wanted to appear as Uncle Bulgaria with a beard. You missed two, didn't you? T appeared. As his beard was absent, he went up the garden, finding a little moss. Yes, David Nixon.
Finding a little mess?
2 marks. And stuck it firmly with glue. It was raining and his shoes leaked. Eleanor Summerfield.
His shoes leaked.
2 marks. Wetting his foot. Eleanor Summerfield.
Wetting his feet.
2 marks. This upset him. And I last saw him merrily changing his socks. Yes. Yes, David Nixon.
Well, it can be done, I suppose, yes. Yes, his sex.
But not merrily.
Not merrily, no.
Merrily changing his sex. The neatest trick of the week. 2 marks to David Nixon. Score now 91 to the ladies, and the gentlemen are catching up. They've got 77. The words of that good old song, Love Walked In by George and Ira Gershwin, have lost little of their appeal and are still whistled today. Tim Rice.
The words aren't whistled. The tune is whistled.
That's good sense. 2 marks. You could have got another 2 by pointing out that George had nothing to do with the words, as far as we know. Here are some of those words. Love walked right in and drove our lodger away. Catherine Whitehall.
Stole my heart away.
No, drove the shadows away.
Drove the shadows away. I was correct. I have a bit of fluff in my mouth.
Uh-huh. Just in time. 2 marks. Love walked right in and brought her mother to stay. Eleanor Summerfield.
What, my luckiest day?
Yes, David Nixon.
My happiest or merriest? My merriest day.
2 to the lady. My sunniest day.
Oh. Sunniest.
One sleight of hand trick. Eleanor Summerfield.
Well, kind of right. Magic moment.
2 marks. And her mum seemed to know. Eleanor Summerfield.
And my heart seemed to know.
2 marks. That love was no go. Eleanor Summerfield.
Said hello.
2 marks. Hello. Though not a leg was broken. David Nixon.
Yet not a word was spoken.
2 marks. One look and I forgot that she was so vast. Tim Rice.
Not vast.
I forgot the
thing of
the past.
Right.
I've got something of the past.
What of the past?
One
ladies.
About the gloom.
Gloom of the past. 2 to the ladies. One look and I found my wallet at last. Eleanor Summerfield.
I found my future.
2 marks. One look and I'd found I was in the wrong house. David Nixon.
And I had found my dream.
2 to the ladies.
A world completely new.
That's right. So I walked out on her.
When love walked in with you.
Quite right. 2 marks. Who was that?
That was all the words, not just some of them, as you said.
There was a verse, so that's 2 to the ladies.
Ah!
A good try.
That's as far as we can go. Closing score, then. 109 to the ladies, 83 to the gentlemen. On behalf of the teams, Eleanor Summerfield and Catherine Whitehorn and David Nixon and Tim Rice and Steve Race, our musical mistakes man, I'll say goodbye.
Many a Slip was devised and written by Ian Messiter. The chairman was Roy Plumley. And the program was produced for the BBC by Martin Fisher.